Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests. I'll tell you, my top 10 list, alongside Pope Francis and others that I'd really like to interview, it's the goofy governor of New Jersey with the sneakers and everything else, Phil Murphy. So yesterday he gave his first State of the State address, and we're going to talk with Matt Rooney of SaveJersey.com, noted attorney, South Jersey guy, about what the good governor said. And it was expected, but a little bit trickier than what you might expect as far as the manner in which the governor went about spinning stuff. And what he proposed to New Jersey that's completely senseless, but the beat goes on. And he didn't roll out new taxes. He, of course, went after President Trump. He went after those that won't give the ability for him to hide the nonsense that goes on in New Jersey with that deduction on your federal income tax. But let's go to Matt Rooney of SaveJersey.com to see what he thought. Hey, Matt, welcome in. Happy New Year. Good to talk with you.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. Glad to be here.
So when you're watching this yesterday, hopefully in real time, or maybe you were busy with something productive, what were you thinking?
Well, I had it on my computer here at the office, and I will let you know that I now have an empty bottle of ibuprofen on my desk. Every good lawyer needs a bottle of that, and it's now empty because, you know, the thing that amazes me about the left, Dom, I guess I shouldn't be surprised at this point, but their ability to focus on the most minute, unimportant issues in order to distract us from big ones. They really narrow our focus. We heard an hour-long speech on every social justice warrior issue, which, regardless of what you think about some of this stuff, Dom, if nobody can afford to actually live in New Jersey, it doesn't, for example, matter who gets to use which bathroom. It's an academic battle. But Governor Murphy focused on that stuff. We maybe got 20 or 30 seconds on property taxes, and his discussion about property taxes is, yeah, we know they stink, but it's Trump's fault. That's the summary. No mention of Katie Brennan, which, you know, I thank you so much for doing what you can with your audience to try to explain that horrific situation, the alleged rape of a former Murphy aide and a state official, which has gone virtually untreated by the national liberal media. It's really outrageous. So I would imagine most New Jerseyans, as you joked a minute ago, probably had something better to do with their time yesterday. They're busy working to pay these taxes. But I wish they had paid attention, because if they did, they would have been shocked by how narrow and how small this man is and how equally small and narrow his vision is for New Jersey.
So let me ask, is there a Republican out there that conceivably, in your view, has enough money, enough whatever to, I know there's a petition to recall this guy, and I think you have to get 25% of voters, and I think that's 1.5 million, I heard, something like that. I know they have 16.
That's about right.
Yeah, they have about 16, 18,000 now. So, you know, there are substantial numbers of people who see this guy as a disaster who's just going to continue on this. But that's not realistic. Is there a Republican out there that can actually challenge him in the future?
Well, as far as whether or not there's a Republican with money, there's plenty of registered Republicans in this state, many of them who live in North Jersey. They work in New York City. They know this guy's a disaster, but unfortunately, those folks are making a decision that, hey, you know what, it's better for me and my family and my business to just move to Florida or Delaware, right, or even Pennsylvania. I know you guys got it bad over there right now with your governor, but...
Boy, imagine that you're at the crossroads. You're in the middle of the Ben Franklin Bridge, and you're thinking, All right, you have over there the goofy governor. We have Wolf, who is equally progressive, even though he looks like Mr. Rogers. We got Fetterman, who looks like a motorcycle gang progressive. And then we have Big Jim Kenney. So, I mean, I think we've got a pretty good match here.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's flip a coin, I guess, some days, right? But, so, you know, I mean, we do have a few folks that are fighting back. I mean, my friend Holly Schapese, she's a woman, a mother, a lawyer up in North Jersey. She joked the other day about how, you know, Donald Trump and Phil Murphy may not get along. Phil Murphy opposes Donald Trump's immigration policies, but Phil Murphy might need to build a wall around New Jersey just to keep people from running away.
Yeah. And now let's talk about that.
The kind of humor and punching attitude that the New Jersey GOP too often hasn't adopted. They haven't taken on the left, and then they're surprised when they're unable to defeat the left. So if we can find more people with that attitude, we may have a chance.
Well, Matt, I think the thing is this. Jersey is a real place. Like some of these places, like they're transient. You know, no offense, I've been to Phoenix and cities like that. And I'd always say they don't produce characters, and there's not a central Jersey guy, Jersey girl type of thing. So you have a captive audience there who wants to flee, but their roots are there. Their identity, I think, is there in living in New Jersey. And if they don't make the choice to flee, I mean, you're an example of that. I'm an example still living in Philadelphia. Then they have the gun to our head. That's what's happens.
That's what it is. I mean, we want the beaches. We want the farmlands and the wineries and the trails and the hills. And we have access to the two greatest cities in the world. Obviously, I'm South Jersey like you, so I'm a little partial to Pennsylvania. But, you know, New York's not too bad either. There's so much that this state has going for us. It is the most mismanaged piece of real estate in the entire United States of America. And there's nobody to blame but people like Phil Murphy and the folks who think like him in Trenton that, as you say very well, Dom, put this gun to our head and say, hey, listen, you either have to give up the thing you love and move to a cheaper southern state where pizza tastes like ketchup on a cracker, or you have to stay here and continue to take it on the chin.
Yes.
They've
broken the code. Sometimes I don't think we ought to talk like this publicly, Matt, because I'm not sure if they're smart enough to actually articulate it in the way you and I do. But that's the core of it. That's exactly it. Now, I wanted to talk to you about South Jersey, though. South Jersey, I think we agree, is not like North Jersey as far as progressive roots. It seems more moderate, maybe because I'm here. And yet, by my count, almost every township in South Jersey does have a Democratic mayor, except for the Audubon Heights guy. What's the explanation for that?
Well, I think you have a few different forces going on. I think, and you are right to point this out, because Bob Eugen won or came close to just about every county in South Jersey. So this is not a deep blue part of the world by any means. I think that there's a few things, and I say this as someone who has transplants from Philadelphia in my family, so I'm speaking from personal experience. There's a lot of folks who moved over here years ago from your side of the river that are only just now waking up to the fact that if you're going to move to New Jersey because Philadelphia is out of control, you should maybe stop voting for the same class of politician.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They voted for Ed Rendell's on this side of the river when they were running away from John Street, Ed Rendell, et cetera, and so on. You can't discount the fact that we have a very powerful Democrat machine on this side of the river, which it's one of the last true great machines in the country in the sense that it's powerful. It controls most levels of state and regional and local government. And the Republican Party in the past, particularly under Chris Christie, decided, you know what, if you can't beat them, join them, rather than try to win in some of these towns like Gloucester Township, Washington Township, Vineland, the list goes on. Let's co-opt the machine and fight the Democrats up in North Jersey. So you kind of have this complicated cocktail, which is deprive South Jersey of a real choice. And God knows when you look at the jobless numbers, it's this part of the state that gets hit the hardest. So that's another thing that if we're ever going to have a real resistance in this state, some politician, regardless of where they come from, that's in the opposition, needs to take account of that and start fighting for South Jersey.
Yeah, that's the place to start. The others, places where Bobby Menendez comes from, that's a long battle. This is like reforming the Soviet Union or something. Here in South Jersey, though, ought to be the emphasis where I think there's doable stuff here.
Yeah, there are. I mean, you've got the middle class that's in South Jersey that's suffering. You've got small business folks, many of whom are concentrated around the shore regions. They're being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a lot of minority and Hispanic families who the Democrats love to talk about how they're the party of the poor, the socially oppressed. Bullocks, Dom. It's a bunch of nonsense, okay? Because if Democrats really cared about social justice, the ultimate social justice issue is stuff like school choice and helping small businesses, things that would actually help revive communities like Camden and like Bridgeton and Millville that are suffering and are receiving no help from the Trenton politicians. I doubt that Bob Menendez or Cory Booker would know how to find Millville on a map.
Yeah, I agree with you. Parting area for you, Matt. Going forward now, I take it as a sign that maybe there's some hope there. They couldn't jam through marijuana for all and $15 an hour minimum wage. Why is that, with almost complete, absolute control of all Democrats, really effectively in Jersey? What's the stumbling block why they didn't get it done, and do they get it done, say, in the next few months?
Well, this is the irony of ironies, right, given everything we just discussed this morning. Steve Sweeney, who is part of this South Jersey machine we're talking about, who has spent most of his life as a union liberal, he's also in charge of the legislative Democrats, and he's found himself in opposition to Phil Murphy a lot, not because they have a fundamentally different worldview, but Steve Sweeney recognizes, I'm going to lose a lot of members of my caucus, especially in places like South Jersey, if we keep running on these radical far-left policies like a $15 minimum wage. So his party is in the legislature is actually pushing back against him and making it a little bit harder to get some of these initiatives through easily. As much as they want the money from something like pot, they recognize there's a lot of middle-class voters in the suburbs who think, you know what, maybe we should think about this. So I do think Murphy's going to ultimately succeed, but it might ultimately be a Heroic victory for him, because the way that he succeeds may actually divide his party and give Republicans an opening if they're willing to step in and fight for the taxpayers. We'll see.
My hope one day is a guy like Phil Murphy has conquered all the hills of progressivism, and he says, let's put self-serve gas in New Jersey. That's my hope. And then there's the fatal blow. Then finally, we swoop in.
It may come, although I don't think you can ever count on an elitist like Phil Murphy to pump his own gas. So you might be waiting for a while. I'm sure he has a servant to do that. The rich liberals can afford that kind of thing,
well,
not you or I.
We're glad we have the resistance going. We have you in South Jersey leading that, Matt Rooney, at SaveJersey.com. What do you have up there today?
Today we've got a lot of stuff. And, you know, to our point a minute ago about Phil Murphy's economics, we actually just found out from the Treasurer's report that New Jersey gross income tax revenue is down 35.2%, over a third, Dom, for December 2018 versus December 2017. What does that mean? It's what we're always talking about. You can't tax people into prosperity. As Phil Murphy continues to lob more taxes, heap more regulations on individuals and small businesses, lo and behold, people are making less money, or they're hiring less employees, or they're moving out of state. So the state in the long run is actually going to take in less revenue. So if you want to read all about it, head over to SaveJersey.com. We got to fight these people.
Absolutely. Hey, Matt, thank you as always. Thanks very much for the breakdown.
Thanks for having me, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.